It's interesting to ask the question, what is God? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What is God? You are. Take charge of your thoughts. That's true. You're God. God is a thought. God is the expression of all thoughts. God is the completion of all thoughts. God is the allness, the beingness, the oneness. Now, it's difficult for us to come to the conclusion that God is not only the allness, God is not only the oneness, but God is the onlyness that there is. You say, well, I've never heard of an onlyness. Well, that's true. You hear of a lot of new words and new concepts and new commingling of words that I do because I have fun and I enjoy being me. Now, what is God? What is God all about? Well, in the Absolute, the University of Philosophy, and this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher of what is God. Okay. God is all. Now, if we were to say that there is any part of the allness that God is not, then we would say that God is not all. And we like to construct our God as being all. We like to create our God as being the allness. And to create our God as being the allness means that God must therein be all. Now, we are something here. And so God is in us. God is in us, through us, as us. Now, it's, again, difficult to look at God and say, what is God? But when we look at God, we say God is all. Now, how is this allness? Well, we spoke a few moments ago in Instant Illumination about the rheostat on the light. When you turn the light all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, then pretty soon you see nothing but the light. Because the light is the allness. And when you turn the rheostat down, so that there's less power to the light, less brilliance to the light, then you begin to see the things that are in the light. Well, that's the way God is. God is the illumination at full bore. God is the illumination at the full expression. And we are the illumination as it is turned down so divinity, so humanity, so life can be seen. So, as we are seen, we think we are only a little bit of God. But we don't realize that permeating us, permeating all that we are, is the allness. Because when the light is addressed to high volume or high intensity, then there is no us any longer. There's only allness. There is no individuality. There is only allness. And when the light is turned down in intensity, then it is seen that all the little sparkles, all the little beingnesses, all the people, the places and things, they seem to have a shape and a form. But the moment the light is turned up, they are formless again. So, what is God? Well, obviously, light is a good example for how we might think about God. For in light, it can be so intense that it encompasses everything, and it can be so minute that it almost appears to be black. The opposite of all light is black, and the opposite of white is black, and the opposite of black is white, and in black is white, and in white is black, and in the allness is the allness. That's kind of an interesting didactic. But so be it. What is it that we are? Well, we are the allness. We are the universal allness. We are everything. We are the brilliance of the light, so brilliant that not one thing is known to be separate. And then as we reduce the brilliance, we think we see the separateness. But we are merely seeing the inclusiveness of all that is in that brilliance when that brilliance is seen in its parts. It is not separate from the brilliance. The moment the brilliance is there, it is again once all of it. But the illusions, the thoughts, the imagination, the concepts, each is, expresses itself, and as the illumination is less bright, as the illumination is more available to the eyes of creation, that it can see what's going on, then it presumes that there are things out there. There's a car, a table, a chair, there's the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, there's the earth, there are many things. Oh yes, there are many things. And then there are good things and bad things. Oh my, where did that start from? When all is pure light, there are no good things, there are no bad things, there are just things. Now, good things and bad things we interpret as things beneficial and not beneficial. So, does things not beneficial make things without redeeming qualities to them? That's hardly really, because all is. Now, what is it you choose in your life? Well, I choose to stand with my hand on the rheostat. I choose to stand in my life available to make the light brighter or less bright as my choice. If I want to see a beautiful sunset, I make it less bright. So the sunset is beautiful to me. If I want to live in the allness and I, let might say, I have a few negative things that have happened or non-beneficial things that have happened, and I don't want to give them power, then I turn up my rheostat and they don't exist anymore. Because in the now of my being in the allness, there is no judgment, there is no comparison, there is no right or wrong, there is no beneficial or non-beneficial, things just are. And then when I turn the light level down again, once again I'm on the level of God, expressing as humans, expressing as these things. But I don't have the capacity to see the allness of God in all and each of God's expressions. Because I say each of God, meaning somewhat separately from the allness God. Now, can there ever be a separateness from the allness God? Every moment of any existence of the allness is always the all, in the limited appearances or in the unlimited appearances. The allness is always there. Now, I would like to live my life so fantastically that I am enjoying this allness, living this allness, being this allness, and in that fact, everything is beautiful and good. What is God? God is this allness. What is God? God is the beingness. What is God? You are. I am. When I take charge of my thoughts, when I take charge of who and what I am, I live in the beneficial aspect of my God presence. When I don't take charge of my thoughts, then things happen that are not pleasant to me, because I have given up control of my existence to the possibility of another way of looking at it. And the moment I return to my now existence, thinking in the here and the now, thinking of who I really am, then all that is unlike my divinity, all that is unlike what I conceive of the divine being, is no longer part of my world. And I live in this humility, I live in this wonderful feeling of goodness, and it is me. And really, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Because when I live like that, wow, what great things there are for me to be aware of. What is God? It's everything. Who is God? It's everything. Why is God? It's everything. Where is God? It's everything. All is God, and so it is. Right? I love you. I love you. I love you.